The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate has mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than anyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings, all of them speak about repentance. And the time that we are in, as it is Lent, it guides us to repentance. And it is God's mercy and compassion. That is the meaning. Why do we repent? Because God wants us to be forgiven. God wants us to renew us. God wants us to change us. God wants us to accept, to be accepted by Him. That is the meaning of repentance. All of us are sinners. We can't say no one from here, everyone starting from myself, no one can say I am innocent. I have not committed anything. No one can say that. Because of this, all of us are in need of repentance. And repentance is the mercy through which God transforms us. It is God's way of giving us another chance. Every time we come to that confessional, Jesus gives us another chance of life with Him in eternal life. Every moment we walk inside and go out from that, we are transformed because with His divine power, Jesus says, "You are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven." Those are the words that we have to hear in this world, the best words that our ears can hear, our mortal ears can hear in this world is, "Your sins are forgiven." These are the most important words that we have to hear in this world before we leave this world. Because when we are cleansed by the power of God, then we'll be accepted and eternity will be ours. But how are we dedicated in doing our repentance? How do you appreciate God's mercy? How do we understand God's compassion? How do we understand God's giving us many chances again and again to come to him by cleansing us, by applying his very precious blood that he gave on the cross in order to cleanse us. So he will not save us without our cooperation. God can do everything, but he can't do this thing. If we harden our hearts and say no, then God will not save us. God will save us when we want to be saved and come repentant sinners, and we'll walk out as forgiven sinners, and God will accept us that way. And at the moment of our repentance and forgiveness, these fruits of love, love of God, compassion of God, forgiveness of the divine God, and faithfulness in our side are become reality in our lives. So in the first reading, God sent Moses with divine message to free his people. And they were murmuring, they were saying different things against him, but always God gave them a second, third, fourth, etc., chances to come to him until they entered to the promised land. Our promised land is heaven. In the Old Testament, they were looking for the promised land. But in the New Testament, we are looking for the New Jerusalem, new promised land of eternal happiness. And with the mercy of God, with compassion of God, we will reach when we hear those words of Jesus Christ which say, your sins are forgiven. In the second reading, we have heard that our merciful God is also disciplining God. He does not just say, it's okay, everything is okay. God is not only merciful, but he is also just. If we don't act according to his will, one day he is going to punish us, because his justice must be applied. Because of this, he tempers his justice by his mercy. And we have to apply this while we are here now. In the gospel, God tells us, explains how God disciplines his people and invites each and every one of us to repent of our sins and produce fruit. So he takes the parable of the barren fig tree. There was a garden and there was a fig tree in there. He came and he didn't find any fruit in it. And he ordered the gardener to cut it. But the gardener asked the owner, leave it for this year. I will dig down and put some manure in it, fertilize it, and we'll see what will happen next year. That is, give it another chance. And God gives us another chance. And we have to dig our conscience and fertilize it with the mercy of God, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, with all the graces that God gives us, so that we can bear fruit that will be harvested for our eternal happiness. So we need to live lives of repentance. The reason is, we never know when we will meet a tragedy of our own, like the fig tree or the people in Jerusalem. The tower was collapsed and many people died. All these things happened. And Jesus said, if you don't repent, you will perish. That is God's word. If we don't repent, we will perish. So repentance is a mercy. Repentance is a remedy. Repentance is a life-giving process that we have here as a chance. Let us turn to Jesus Christ, acknowledge our faults, and receive from him mercy, forgiveness, and the promise of eternal life. There is no better way to take these words of Jesus in heart than by going to a sacramental confession. And there is no proper time or best time to do this than Lent, to prepare for the resurrection. Repentance helps us in life and in death. It helps us to live as forgiven people and helps us to face death without fear. Because if we love God, there will not be any fear. If we are free from our sin and guilt, we will not fear anything, even death itself, because the moment we die here, we'll wake up in front of Jesus Christ in eternal happiness. We need to be fruitful trees in God's garden. Lent is an ideal time to dig around our spiritual garden and put fertilizer, as we have said before. And the fertilizer that he gives us is his body, blood, soul, and divinity. When we eat his body and blood, that is what gives us life. We need to make the best use of the second chances that God gives us before it is too late. Our merciful Father always gives us chances for each and every one of us equally. He gives us 24 hours. For everybody, it is equal. How many minutes of these 24 hours do we dedicate for our spiritual life? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Half an hour? 1 hour? Each one has to answer according to his conscience. But we have to give at least portion of the gift of the time that God has given us to glorify him and to take care of our soul, to take care of our eternal happiness. What we are working here is going to remain here, but what we are thinking about our spiritual life is something that remains with us in eternal happiness. So we have to compare the temporary with the eternal and work for it also. May Jesus Christ, with the chances that he gives us, help us also to respond positively for his call and repent and have life here to walk with him and in eternal happiness forever. Amen.